Welcome again to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and this week we are treating you to a couple of half-hour musical shows. First, we have the Andrews Sisters in their radio show, also known as the Nash Kelvinator Musical Showroom. You'll enjoy hearing the commercials and the songs that reflect what was on Americans' minds just months after the end of World War II. They were thinking of settling down. The younger generation's plans had been put on hold by the war, and now they were ready for these sponsors' products, a new car and a new refrigerator. Each week, they gave an achievement award to a well-known artist, and this week, you will get to hear Sophie Tucker sing her most famous song and accept the award. Enjoy the Andrews Sisters Nash Kelvinator Musical Showroom, first broadcast October 17th, 1945 on ABC.
Nash, builders of Nash motor cars. Kelvinator, builders of Kelvinator home appliances. Nash Kelvinator, one of America's great independent companies, welcomes you to the NK Musical Showroom, starring the Andrews Sisters. This is Andre Baruch inviting you to listen to the music of the Andrews Sisters, Kurt Massey, Vic Shawn and his orchestra, and in the Nash Kelvinator Green Room, tonight's guest, Sophie Tucker. And here are Kurt Massey, the ambassadors, and the Andrews Sisters.
Together, we always sung. you very, very much, folks, and it sure is fun to get together with you on Wednesday nights like this.
Yes, and for more of the same, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne get together right now on that double-duty Pan-American special that accentuates the Andrews sisters as follows. Tico, sung by the Andrews Sister Sisters, and Bitty Bitty Nice Nice.
Oh, thank you, Andre.
Right.
Hello, everybody. We're leaving the double talk right away to proceed to the love talk, as spoken by our head man in the romance division of the showroom, Kurt Massey.
Whose song is about a guy who's in love, who's in trouble, because he can't make up his mind, because she can't make up her mind.
Sounds a little complicated, Kurt. Maybe a little music would clear the whole thing up.
Okay, let's see. I wish I knew someone like you could love me. I wish I knew you place no one above me. Did I mistake this for a real romance? Why let me hope and pray so? Don't lead me on. If I'm a fool, just say so. Should I keep dreaming on, or just forget you? What shall I do? I wish I knew. Thank you. keep dreaming on are just forget you. What shall I do? I wish I knew.
There's a big thrill coming to you in the new Nash 600. For here is the pattern of cars to come. A car that delivers 25 to 30 miles per gallon at moderate highway speeds. A low-priced car, yet with all the headroom, legroom, elbow room to ride six large people in ease and comfort. The new Nash 600 parks more readily, steers more smoothly, rides more comfortably too, because deep coil springs on all four wheels ease the shocks of even the roughest roads. And your Nash 600 offers the most advanced conditioned air system ever developed, providing a summer flow of filtered fresh air with a winter atmosphere of thermostatically controlled warm air. In addition, the Nash 600 has no separate body and frame, but consists of a single integral unit of welded steel, 500 pounds lighter, free of squeaks and rattles. Your Nash dealer has photographs and specifications now of the new Nash 600 and the Nash Ambassador, too. See your Nash dealer and see why you'll be ahead with Nash. Patty and the Ambassadors get together with Vic Schoen to tell the gang overseas just what every Joe in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard has got coming to him when his girl finds him hanging around the front door some Saturday night soon. And, brother, it ain't bad.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, and can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me again.
It's been a long, long, oh, such a very long time.
Never knew me to feel like this, can't remember when.
It's been a long, long time.
You never know.
Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Time to open the door of our Nash Kelvinator Green Room, the door through which steps every week a star of the entertainment world to do the one number that everybody thinks of when they think of that star, and to receive an award of merit for that outstanding contribution. Our guest tonight is a wonderful gal who's waited in green rooms, in theaters, and nightclubs all over the world for those magic words, "You're on." She's a performer and a trooper in the highest sense of the word. She's got a song that no one else in the world can sing. Ladies and gentlemen, stepping from the green room, Miss Sophie Tucker.
Thank you. Hi, Sophie, honey.
You
know, there's no great big body in this great big world that I'd rather see stepping out of that room than yourself.
Oh, thank you, Andre, and thank you, folks. I want you to know I didn't come through that door sideways. Well, now that I'm here, what would you like? Patty, did you want me to join you and the girls to make it the quintet?
Why, we'd love it, Miss Tucker, but that isn't what we want to hear.
Oh, I get it. You want me to pitch a little vocal woo with that handsome Kurt Massey?
Oh, come on, Sophie, quit kidding. You know, you never got off a stage in your life without singing just one song. And that's the tune that the girls, Kurt and I, and everybody in America want you to sing.
You don't mean...
But I do mean. Miss Sophie Tucker sings the song that wins her the Nash Kelvinator Green Room Award.
The one song that everybody thinks of when they think of Sophie Tucker. The song that she sang and made famous from Pocatello to Present Back Again. That great hit, Some of These Days. Come on, Sophie.
You're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away. Said I feel so lonely for you only. Cause you know, honey, you've had your way. When you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. Gonna miss your big fat mama, your fat mama. Some of these days.
Sophie, we're going to change your billing. Mm-hmm. In our book, you're not the last of the Red Hot Mamas. You're the first, last, and always. Yes, sir. But before you go, we'd like to give you this symbol of the Green Room Award. A little bronze model of the door you stepped out of just a song ago. Now, the door opens, and underneath, there's a gold plaque reading, "For Outstanding Contribution to the World of Entertainment, the Nash Kelvinator Green Room Award presented to Sophie Tucker for her great song success, Some of These Days."
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Good
night. Say, Patty, what's set for the next Andrews special?
Oh, it's a little thing that's right in order for leap year.
Leap year? But that's 3 years off.
How about that? That's a man for you every time.
Oh.
You bet. But we're doing our leap year shopping early. Starting right now, like this. Loved him completely in a true and endless way. Though he loved her sweetly, he would never name the day. When she became impatient with the passing of the years, she'd look at him and cry through her tears. Put that ring on my finger, by that golden wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in my hand. If you're anxious to linger, you will have to name the day. Put that ring on my finger, go and get the license right away. You make such beautiful speeches and talk of a honeymoon ride. Put that paper in my hand. beaches and talk of a honeymoon ride. Now let's hear one of those preachers and the song, here comes the bride.
Put that ring on my finger. Put that put the paper in my hand. Put that ring on my finger. Come and wrap me in a wedding band.
It won't be long till your Kelvinator retailer announces that he has the great new Kelvinator refrigerators on display. Plan now to be at your Kelvinator retailers that very day to see for yourself the many unique features engineered and built into these new Kelvinators. Storage space for up to 30 pounds of frozen foods and ice cubes. Sliding glass-covered Kelvin crispers holding 13 quarts of green vegetables at dewy freshness. Magic shelves that arrange in five different combinations to give instant extra room for odd sizes and shapes. And Kelvinator's famed Polosphere power unit, sealed in steel and permanently lubricated for lifelong trouble-free service. Make a date right now to see your Kelvinator retailer, and when you see these great new refrigerators, ask about the new Kelvinator automatic cook electric ranges and the Kelvinator home freezer soon to follow. Then you'll agree that to get the best things first, get Kelvinator. Miss Andrews, may I present Mr. Kurt Massey?
Charmed, I'm sure.
Mr. Massey, allow me to make you known to Miss Patty Andrews.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Miss Andrews wishes to extend an invitation to you, Mr. Massey, to join her in a kiss goodnight.
What I mean is time's a-wasting.
Well, what I mean, let's get going.
Well, what we both mean is pucker up and let's go. A kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss.
Kiss goodnight with a hug real tight.
Squeeze me.
Nothing short of bliss, but a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss.
It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place.
Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid
as to do a turnabout face. So it just stayed right
to kiss you goodnight and then stop at three or four.
'Cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more.
Secluded place. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid
as to do a turnabout face. So just stay
right
to kiss you goodnight and then stop at three or four or more, 'cause a kiss you goodnight doesn't no more.
Sisters, Kurt Massey, Vic Shawn, the band, and the ambassadors, get out boots and saddles and head for open country. Now, partner, you take two men and head down Deadwood Canyon, and you're sure to meet them along the Navajo Trail. Yeah.
Every day, along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fade, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail.
When it's night and crickets are calling and coyotes are making a way, smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail.
I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar.
When over yonder hill the moon is climbing, it always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know?
It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Sagebrush guitar. When over yonder hill the moon is climbing, it always finds me wishing on a star.
Well, what do you know?
It's morning already. There's a dawning, so silver and pale. Climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. Ride the Navajo
Well, everybody, that just about does it for tonight's display in the Nash Kelvinator Musical Showroom. So?
Oh, just a minute, Andre. Folks, before we say so long, there's a very important message we have for you. It's a simple message. One sentence will say it. Give to the National War Fund.
Well, it's worth saying twice. Give to the National War Fund. The war isn't over for a lot of soldiers and sailors and Marines in Europe and the Pacific waiting for transportation back home. For a lot of convalescent GIs in hospitals right here in the States. For men in the Merchant Marine who are still doing their job on the high seas of six continents. The USO, one of the many agencies for which the National War Fund receives contributions, maintains some 2,500 clubs, mobile units, and lounges from Alaska to Brazil. Provides a home away from home for a million servicemen and women every day.
And don't forget those USO shows. I can't tell you how much it means to those boys to have entertainment American style.
Right, Patty. Everybody knows how important these and a million other things are that the National War Fund supports. So I'm saying that sentence again. Give to the National War Fund. And now?
Good night, folks. See you next Wednesday.
From the Andrews Sisters.
So long, folks.
From Kurt Massey. Next Wednesday in the Kelvinator Nash Green Room, in the showcase of the showroom, Lou Holtz. And remember,
we'll be with you each Wednesday at this time.
Nash, builders of Nash motor cars. Kelvinator, builders of Kelvinator home appliances. Nash Kelvinator, makers of Nash motor cars. Kelvinator and Leonard Home Appliances will be looking for you next Wednesday in the NK Musical Showroom, starring the Andrews Sisters with Kurt Massey, Vic Schoen and his orchestra, the Ambassadors, and in the green room, Lou Holtz. Until then, this is Andre Baruch wishing you good evening.
Broadcasting System.
KNX, Los Angeles, Columbia Station for Southern California.
Hard to believe that the Andrews sisters were about to give up show business after touring throughout the Depression until their manager Lou Levy got Sammy Kahn to rewrite an old Yiddish song by Mir Bista Shane with English lyrics, and they sold over a million records. You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week throughout the World Wide Web. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and next we bring you a very irreverent musical arranger, Spike Jones. His music and humor show was popular in the late 40s, sponsored by Coca-Cola. Spike Jones and the City Slickers with co-star Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, are sure to amuse you with their sophisticated musical humor in between the silly sound effects. Here is Spike Jones' Spotlight Review, first broadcast April 9th, 1948 on CBS.
The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, and our guest for tonight, the recording star of stage, screen, and radio, Mel Torme. We greet you from Detroit, world center of the automotive industry, where the roar of gigantic motors and the grinding of giant machines pale into insignificance as Spike Jones and the City Slickers grind out, "Yes, sir, that's my baby."
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review. Tonight we're playing for the 5,000 supervisors of the Ford Motor Company and their families at Olympia Stadium in Detroit. Everything around here is Ford. They drink V8 cocktails in a cosmopolitan atmosphere, waiting for the mercury to rise. Well, it won't be long now. However, let's turn to... Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Jones, but I'm writing a letter to my senator. How would you abbreviate European Recovery Plan?
ERP.
What?
ERP. ERP.
I'll come back when you're feeling better.
That's what I have to go through, folks, but there's always a great consolation that comes when it's time to introduce a swell gal, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Thank you, everybody. Say, Spike, I saw some great-looking automobiles over at the factory.
Yeah, Dorothy, you should see the new one they're working on. It'll run on land or on water.
Land or water?
Yeah, it'll be great for women drivers. If they don't get you on land, they can chase you into the water and hold you under with one wheel. What else did you see, Dorothy?
Oh, gosh, they've got a collection of real old cars dating back to 1896.
Oh, I've got that beat. Well, I've got the engine from the original Fulton steamboat, the wheels from an ancient chariot, and the chassis from an early covered wagon.
What a collection. Where do you store it?
Who stores it? I'm driving it. Incidentally, Dorothy, I saw some good-looking guys there today. Did you get to meet any of them?
Well, no, I didn't. I wanted to, but I was afraid they wouldn't understand that it was just a friendly feeling on my part.
In Paris, it's the proper thing to do to speak to strangers if you have a mind. They never get insulted, and
And sometimes it's resulted in the most delightful friendship you could find. And so I tried the continental way and stopped a stranger on the avenue. He looked so debonair with such a friendly air. But I soon found out it's not the thing to do. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. I never meant no harm. I saw that he was shy as he was passing by, and so I just grabbed him by the arm. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. I asked him out to tea. We talked of that and this, and I stole a little kiss. Now ain't that a friendly way to be? A friendly, 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 friendly feeling. I'm a friendly, 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 friendly gal. When I'm with a man, I do all I can to keep on boosting his morale. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. We ate and drank our fill. And as we went to go, well, they saw I had some dough. And so he just let me pay the bill. A friendly, 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 friendly feeling. In a friendly, 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 friendly way. How was I to know that this city joy would get me hitched up for to stay? It was just a friendly feeling on my part. Until we took the vow. Well, now we live in flats, and we've got a dozen brats. Oh, where is that friendly feeling? We lost that friendly feeling. Ain't got no friendly feeling now.
Horse and buggy days may arouse a certain amount of nostalgia in popular songwriters, but there's not one of us who isn't grateful that Mr. Ford started manufacturing automobiles some 45 years ago. Assuredly, Ford, Mercury and Lincoln cars, Ford trucks, farm tractors and buses do help to make the modern world go. We're glad to be playing tonight before men and women who are rolling those vehicles along at a record rate. To the 130,000 Ford workers in the United States, the 14,000 in Ford of Canada, and those 7,500 dealers who keep Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury products running, a salute.
The legend still persists that when a gypsy woos a woman with his violin, she cannot resist him. But is that always true? To find out, we look in now on that famous gypsy violinist, Sir Frederick Gass, searching amongst the crumbs of yesterday's romance. Let us listen to this crummy romance and find out why a gypsy made his violin friend.
I want to know why a gypsy makes his violin cry. A woman made my violin cry. Her name was Zaza Casserole. I was drawn to her from the very first. It was the way she It was on account of her... it was because her personality was... And she had money, too. She was so beautiful. Her eyes were twice as pretty as Lana Turner's. They should have been. She had four of them. She would flutter her eyelids, and I would shiver in the breeze as I played. We would swing and sway. She would swing at me and I would sway. Soon we were married, and she made a wonderful couple. One night I said to her, "Zaza, I feel like a new man." And she said, "So do I." And with that, she pushed me over a cliff and got herself a new man. Well, I'll make you cry, you darned old sad barrier.
That gypsy music, Spike. You know, a gypsy told me that I was going to meet a good-looking young man with a beautiful voice.
She was right, Dorothy. Here he is now, our guest for tonight, star of the MGM picture Good News, Mel Torme.
Thank you, everybody. Hi, kids.
Say, Mel, I read that you were voted the most promising male vocalist by all the college students. That must be a terrific thrill.
Well, I have been awfully lucky, Dorothy. I've had a couple of good breaks, especially in pictures.
Say, Spike, maybe Mel can get you an MGM.
Gee, that would be swell. Well, when I step into the MGM lot, boy, will that lion roar. Well, they're cutting down on everything nowadays.
Mel, what have you got for us in the way of a swell tune?
Dorothy, I'd like to sing The Best Things in Life for free.
Just the way you do it in the picture. Good news. Ladies and gentlemen, Mel Torme.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and for me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the moon. They're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the moonbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
And now your singing is one of the best things in life. Mel Torme will be back in half a mo. Right now, here's Mike Wallace.
More and more of the nation's working places are installing those friendly Coca-Cola coolers so that employees can step over, have an ice-cold Coke, and go back to work refreshed. Everyone, everywhere, enjoys the pause that refreshes.
Continuing with the Spotlight Review, we call on... Come in.
We love you. We thank you're wonderful. So does my mother and father and all my sisters and brothers. My name is Georgie.
Well, thank you, Georgie. Thank you.
I have another poem in your honor, which I wished for Soup Care to recitate.
Well, how can I stop you? Go ahead.
Oi, Mansoor. To Spike Jones, I think your music is more unique than Vaughn Monroe or Tex Bonique. People may think that you sound raspy, but they should listen to Dizzy Gillespie. You don't need fancy instruments like all these other guys. You get beautiful music out of plumbing supplies. I thank you.
We call on Dorothy Shay again to express our sentiment in song with I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful.
May be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? All of my skirts are unsightly, all of my shoes are a crime. If, dear, in you I've picked rightly, it's the very first time you came along, say, I think you're wonderful, I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. You says to me you're all aces, life is to me just a bore, faces are all open spaces, you might be John Barrymore. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful, I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
When it comes to prize singing, everybody agrees that Doodles Weaver should be given some kind of award. Preferably a ward with padded walls. But here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you. As it is now April, I shall sing April Showers. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice. Music, Maestro Eddie Pibbs, if you please. April Showers. When April showers, she never closes the curtain.
No.
When April showers may come your way, deepening the flowers that bloom in blay, bloom in hay, Turin Bay, another day.
Day. A funny thing happened to me today. A man came up to me and said, would you join me in a cup of tea? And I said, do you think there's room for both of us?
That moment blay, and though it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you see, it's raining violets.
What kind of storm is that? Raining violets? What if it started raining cactus, or seaweed, or redwood trees? How'd you like to get caught in a redwood tree storm?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, the song.
And when you see clouds up on the hill, you'll see they're just clouds of dip-o-dows. Doubtful dips, doleful deeps, deeful dopes, doleful deeps, whooping peeps, peeping hoops, whipping folks, whipping folks. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way.
No, that's the wrong animal. So sorry.
Of daffodils, so keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song.
Song? You know, I've written a few songs myself. I wrote one entitled Rubber Dub Dub, 3 Men in a Tub. How unsanitary.
And listening for his song. Whenever April showers, she spills water all over the bathroom floor.
Why doesn't she? She should close that curtain.
Oh, whenever April showers, come along. Long ago, I got stung. I got stung. Last time I got in a horse race, I got stung.
A horse race.
And there they go. It's little Eagle lead in front. Pianist Paul Lewis second. Linda won that close. And Grable's slip is showing. Ha! Whenever April showers, come on.
Thrilling, Professor, and now Mel Torme, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers get together in a dream medley with Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Did you ever see a dream walking, and you tell me your dream.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams, and dream your troubles away. Until the sunshine peeps through there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may crumble, that's fate after all. Life can be funny that way. No need to grumble, just smile as they fall. World and you came for a day. Just remember the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream fill you with will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you.
This is Mike Wallace speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Friends, we extend our sincere appreciation to the Ford people for inviting us here tonight.
Oh, yes, Spike, and they've been a wonderful audience. Say, Spike, are you going out after the show tonight?
Yes, Dorothy. I've got a date with a beautiful Powers model.
A Powers model? Who is it? Choo-Choo Johnson?
No.
Shelly Williams?
No.
Candy Jones?
No.
Then who is it?
Bubblegum Braunschweiger. Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review with the Denning Sisters as guests. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on this same CBS station with Percy Faith, James Frohman, and your host, Roger Pryor. Dorothy Shea opens at the Statler in Detroit next Thursday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thank you so much for listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. Next week, we will continue our musical theme with a musical comedy from the Railroad Hour. I hope you will join us then, because we really appreciate our listeners who tune in to enjoy these magic moments from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.